My name is Marietta Ramsdale, and I live in Searsport. I was a member of the Governor's Steering Committee for the Sears Island Planning Initiative, and we were charged, everyone who signed on to that 40-plus member committee, was charged with listening to all the voices, trying to find common ground. It was an insurmountable task, and essentially we understood that no one would get all of what they wanted. Some of the things that we did agree on will be very valuable, and if this new agreement goes down the tubes, it takes the SIPI agreement with it, and it takes all of the protection that those things give, which include no nuclear power plants, no industrial plants, no unauthorized harvesting of trees, soil, etc., and numerous other things that would be devastating. So that is one point that came out of the SIPI process.
Can you explain what SIPI stands for?
Sears Island Planning Initiative.
Thank you.
What else has been achieved, as we know, is the 600 acres. Now, a lot of things get distorted. Of the 600 acres, there are 25 acres set aside in the northeast portion. The only place that any building can occur is within those 25 acres. There will be planned a 2,000 foot square foot education center. That's pretty small. A couple of perhaps buildings for maintenance equipment, etc. The parking issue hasn't been resolved, but there will have to, of course, be some parking because we will be having ADA accessible trails and things.
The Americans with Disability Act.
Yes. And there, of course, as someone has said, there will be 4 miles of shoreline that will be available to the public. But mainly the presence on the island of a small building, of an attractive entry, would bring some feeling of respect to the public that doesn't really feel much respect at this point. It gets used a lot, and a lot of people love it and use it well, and a lot of people are careless. And so we feel that that presence should be on the island. If kids from schools and colleges are there doing lab work, field work, they don't want to have to take a bus back down the causeway to go to a building to bring in a specimen to be looked at and learned about. It's a presence that needs to be right there. It will not grow. The easement terms are very specific that once these plans have been fulfilled, they cannot get larger. The buildings cannot get larger. There can't be any more buildings added. So that's something that people need to realize. The main thing that bothers me is that, well, first of all, a couple of people that you're talking to today did not listen to the charge for the steering committee to listen to other voices. They wanted it all or nothing, their way. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen in a process like that. And so they split out and are unhappy with us. But if the island is left as it is now, it will be just as vulnerable as it has been in the past 10, 20, 30 years. And it will continue to deteriorate, not getting the respect that it needs. To restore the trails, which is one of the plans that accompanies the conservation easement, There are numerous trails on the island that have been so grown over that people can't even use them. They can't find them. So there are so many things that are not being mentioned, like the fact of the easement terms being very restrictive forever. The port was not a sellout. We listened to the voices that said, just don't close the door. We might need something there someday. These were the people around town in Searsport. These were the town leaders of Searsport who said, don't close the door. And so the agreement said, yes, we will set aside 600 acres for conservation easement, for education, recreation, preservation.
Okay, Mary.
And yes, we will allow a tract of land to be set aside in case a port is ever needed and in case it will ever pass the permitting process.
Okay, Marietta, you're just about out of time, but do you want to stay on the phone? And I think folks in here have a few questions that they want to ask you or comments that they want to make in response to what you've said. So if you want to take those off the air, you can, or if you want to stay on the phone for a few minutes longer until we get another phone call, you're welcome to do that as well. Which do you prefer?
I guess I'll stay on.
Okay. And for other callers, the number is 1-866-625-9378. And it looks like we do have another caller, so we'll make this round with Marietta relatively brief.
Hi, Marietta. This is Harlan. I'd like to ask you if you think that by signing this agreement, you make the possibility of a port much greater with the consideration of the 4F stipulation, considering that you give up your right to fight against the port, considering that you agree to make the port, that the island's an appropriate place to have the port, since you agree to MDOT to immediately start marketing the port, and other things in the agreement. Do you not feel, and how do you justify your position that this makes permitting the port much easier?
It doesn't make permitting the port easier.
It doesn't make the process much simpler if the DOT doesn't have the Sierra Club and Maine Green, Maine Environmentalist people fighting against them. And doesn't
they've got the permitting process.
That'll be
enough of a hurdle.
Public opinion is part of the, when I say permitting process, I'm talking public opinion, and that's part of the permitting process. You take away the right to claim that the island is a philosophically special place and it should be left intact and not divided with a railroad and a port. You remove our philosophical argument. You take a lot of our wind out of our sails.
Not really. The public is out there. They can speak if they are of that voice, and I'm sure they are.
Just to clarify for our listeners and people who haven't been involved in this process, that is part of the agreement that signed off on by the people who have signed the consent agreement, is that they will not oppose a port being constructed, and some of the other things
that
Harlan
we will. Yeah, it says that we will not oppose a port for non-substantive not abiding by some of the conditions that have been discussed.
The parties currently share a good faith belief that opportunities to pursue a possible container port and conservation, recreation, and educational uses are herein provided. That is in the agreement. So I'm just trying to clarify that, not to get into the legalities of it, because I certainly don't know them, but I'm just trying to clarify what it is that you're referring to in your discussion with each other, whether or not it's accurate and how it could be exploited or changed. I don't think any of us know, but that's for listeners who weren't involved in this process, probably something that they may not be aware of. Peter, did you want to ask Marietta something quickly, and then we do have another caller waiting.
Well, I would just ask Marietta perhaps just on one of the number of things she said that I strongly disagree with. I think she's been misled, but perhaps Marietta, would you like to repudiate your signature on this agreement, because I don't think you've stayed up to date. The conservation easement, that as it's now come out in draft form, and I've seen the latest form, or the last one that was made public just two or three weeks ago, it says a lot more than the 2,000 square foot building. There's been, in fact, your own husband a year and a half ago got up and said, we want a kiosk, and we want to upgrade the trails, and we don't want anything on the island. Well,
None of us did, Peter. You know that. But we were involved in a process that we agreed that we would listen to other voices, that we are, you know, unfortunately, we are not the only voices.
That's true. But let me continue. The Joint Use Planning Committee that spun off from the group, and I know you've attended some of those meetings, has agreed to up to 10,000 square feet. That's what the draft says, is that was put together by Maine Coast Heritage Trust, up to 10,000 feet of footprint, plus all the other things I described.
Okay, the footprint would include... Mary, respond to that, and then we're going to take the next call.
Yeah, the footprint would include... I may be wrong on this. It would include whatever facility takes up ground, including whatever parking there is, what other sheds or for example, a wet lab, which is something that college professors have said would be wonderful there to help with their research.
Okay.
But nothing could go outside of the 25 acres.
Okay. Let's leave it at that with Marietta. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marietta.